I'm your friends at PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from Target. Target believes that the joy of everyday life is all around us, and that imagination and curiosity fuel a lifetime of learning for children and families. Target is a proud sponsor of PBS Kids.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
She's Molly of Denali. Come along with Molly.
Molly.
Who feels a fire we?
Come along with Molly.
Molly.
From tundra to the sea.
Must see Joe, let's go!
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Passengers, thank you for your patience during this unexpected delay. You are now free to get off the train and explore. Those of you trying to solve the mystery, there may be clues outside, but please listen out for the three whistles. That is the signal to return to the train before departure.
It's Catherine, the engineer.
Why are we stopped?
Ah, there you are, detectives.
Sir Walter.
You girls want to do some exploring in the ghost town?
Well...
Clues? Let's go, Dr. Mumford.
Okay. Detective Mabray? Do we really have to be the first ones off the train?
Catherine said there may be clues to the mystery outside the train, and this is our chance to see the town.
But isn't this a town for ghosts?
No, Dr. Mumford. A ghost town is a place where people used to live.
I can tell you first that these are the traditional lands of the Denaina people, and this is an old abandoned mining town. 100 years ago, a lot of miners came up from the lower 48 and then didn't stick around. Alaska has a lot of abandoned towns just like it.
Wow, history sure is interesting.
So no ghosts.
No ghosts and no people. I wonder...
Wonder what, Detective Mabray?
Well, I had just discovered a clue when the train stopped here.
What was the clue?
I found grease on the door to the cargo area where Suki and Texas Red are staying. There was a smudge of the same grease where the Countess's necklace was stolen.
Hmm. Are you saying that the grease from the rack where the Countess kept her necklace is connected to the grease you found on the door to the cargo area?
That's right. I believe someone set Suki loose on purpose as a distraction. That way, they could steal the necklace without anyone noticing. But then, they left grease on the door handle. And they left grease on the rack where the Countess kept her necklace. Just like maybe the train stopping in this abandoned town was no accident.
Hmm. Interesting theory, Detective. Shall we investigate?
We shall.
It's so quiet. All these old buildings.
No one has lived here for a long time.
There's a lot of history in a place like this.
Why did everyone move out?
When the mine closed, the people who lived here ran out of work. They left and settled somewhere else.
So nobody's here.
Nobody? Wow. Imagine playing hide and seek in this place.
Or just the hiding part.
What do you mean?
I mean, if I took someone's priceless necklace and I wanted to hide, an abandoned town like this would be a good place.
That's right. Catherine said we might find clues off the train.
Yep, and look, fresh footprints in the dirt.
But I thought we were the first people off the train.
I did too. Maybe these footprints are a clue. Looks like pretty big feet. Maybe the feet of an adult. Did you hear that?
The bird?
That's not just any bird. It's a puffin, my favorite bird in the whole world.
What does that have to do with the mystery?
Maybe nothing. Although, puffins live a whole lot closer to the coast, and we are far, far away from the ocean right now.
It sounded like it was coming from the forest on the other side of town.
Then let's check it out.
You want to go into the forest on the edge of a ghost town?
If it's okay with Sir Walter.
You're the detective. Follow the clues, right?
Right. Here we go.
I still don't understand what a bird has to do with the stolen necklace.
Where is that puffin? I wish I had my bird call.
What was that?
That sounded like the wind.
Well, if the ghost town wasn't mysterious enough, this forest is super creepy.
This forest isn't creepy, Dr. Mumford. Not once you walk around it.
That's right. There are all kinds of things to see in the forest, like birds.
I know you want to see the puffin, Detective, but shouldn't we be looking for the necklace?
Sometimes, Sir Walter, a good detective has to trust your instincts.
All right, I'll go first.
Did you hear that? That wasn't wind.
No, it wasn't.
What if it's a ghost?
More likely an animal. Let's back away slowly.
It's getting closer.
With all these bushes, it's hard to tell where it's coming from.
Closer.
Let's stay calm. Follow me, girls.
Ah!
Oh, my! Oh, hello there. I didn't mean to scare you.
Hans!
Ah, good to see you all.
What were you doing in the woods?
Oh, birding, of course.
Did you see a puffin?
Puffin? Oh, my, no. We should be getting back to the train. Nice to see you, Detective. Doctor. Sir Walter.
He sure ran away fast.
Indeed he did, Dr. Mumford.
Must have been worried the train was leaving. We should head back too. Detective Mabray, I guess the ghost town visit didn't really turn up any clues about the necklace.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry we didn't see that puppet.
It's all right, Sir Walter. I've seen everything I need to see.
Never saw the puffin.
Indeed, but now you can know who took the Countess's necklace.
The Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PBS Kids and PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And for more adventures with Molly of Denali, check out the PBS Kids video app.
She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
For more adventures with Molly, catch the Molly of Denali PBS Kids animated series on your local PBS station and the PBS Kids video app. Masit Cho! Thank you.